there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Farmers. At Farmers, we've seen almost everything, so we know to cover almost anything. When it's game time, have an experienced player help you stay ahead of the game. Put their experience into play at Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
And with the first pick in the NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson. What a bummer night in the NBA. What a bummer night. And look, New Orleans, if you wanted me to tell you I feel for you, I do. I do. You're a city that has produced basketball players, an area of the country that produces basketball players. You got cool music. You got good food. You got a cool vibe, right? Like, there's a, you got your own language. Like, there's a lot of cool things in New Orleans. But Zion Williamson might as well be playing on the moon if you're the NBA and he would go to New Orleans. I will grant you he's got a better personality today than Anthony Davis has had at any other point in time in his career. But Anthony Davis is a great player, and no one's yearned to watch him play. And some of that is the fact that they haven't won, and some of that is market size, and some of that is, look, I know that you guys were, where I was just working out, And I was getting ready to leave, and I walked into a conversation of, you know, the NCAA, they're so corrupt. That's what this guy said. They're so corrupt. And I was like, really? Huh. He's like, look at Zion Williamson. I was like, all right, let's look at Zion Williamson. Had he not gone to college, he would have gone to the G League. There were questions about how hard he'd work, how hard he'd play, plus he'd be an 18-year-old kid playing with grown men. And not only did he improve his athleticism and his game at Duke, playing against like-aged players, but Duke promoted him. You know, playing for Duke is a big thing. 31 times they were on national TV this year, 31. You know how many times the Pelicans were on national TV? 7. How many times would he have been watched if he was in the G League? The answer is maybe once or zero. Right? Like, he benefited greatly from the brand. And in addition to being kind of off the NBA's radar map with the Pelicans, and the Pelicans are in the West, but they're not in the West. New Orleans hasn't been the West since, well, the Louisiana Purchase, really, right? Like, that was the last time they were in the Western United States. So in addition to that, no one even knows, like, the Pelicans are not a name brand because they haven't been a brand long enough. Wait, are they the Hornets? No, there's no more Hornets. The Hornets are now in Charlotte, back in Charlotte where they started. You know, you might know it because it's a clever nickname, or clever only it's a different nickname. But there's no, the brand has not been built up. So it's fascinating to see what, because Zion could pull his name out of the draft, go back to college, pull his name out of the draft, train all year. He could do the Eli Manning and force a trade without telling anybody he's forcing a trade. But just because maybe those things should happen for his brand, the likelihood is that Zion Williamson tries to become, you know, the Russell Westbrook to Oklahoma City, the what LeBron was to Cleveland before he left. You know, pick star player in small market and raise that thing to prominence. Should he? What he should do and what he will do? Like, that's it. By the way, it'd be off brand for him to do anything other than show up and want to play basketball. But branding is so powerful and so important. It's just very, very interesting to see how this plays out. Last night was one of those nights where you look around the NBA, you're like, look, I don't know if David Stern did, in fact, rig the lottery so that Patrick Ewing could go to New York or LeBron James would end up in Cleveland. But I'm not sure Adam Silver shouldn't. What a tough night. Then the Western Conference Finals were just Portland, bad matchup. Don't have Nurkic, dead on their feet because of fatigue, because they played Sunday. The Golden State Warriors playing without two of their five starters, and it was fairly competitive, modestly competitive most of the way. Nothing special about those games at all. What a snooze fest. What could have been a celebration of the rebirth of the New York Knicks or of the LA Lakers. Or the Chicago Bulls. Instead, when you just kind of let it play out, which is, I don't believe it is rigged, or ever has necessarily been rigged, but if there's a special case where it should have been, yeah, that should have been. People think that market size doesn't matter. It absolutely does. It just does. The Knicks haven't really been relevant for most of the past 20 years, yet everybody's talking about the Knicks. Heck, the Jets. The Jets went to two AFC championship games. People talk a ton about them. They're the second team in New York City. I mean, they fired their general manager, Mike Maccagnan, earlier today. Why? Because it's New York. More people live there. More eyes watch TV sets there, listen to radio shows there. And, of course, they're spread throughout the country. No one on earth has ever grown up a Pelicans fan who's 40 years old. It's impossible. One, the Pelicans didn't exist. And two, you know, the Hornets didn't exist there until, what was it, 15, 20 years ago. But what a, what, I mean, like, there's no real other term for it other than disaster. I mean, it's just crazy. Crazy that the Pelicans are sitting there with the number one pick, and now they have Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis, again, and if you think market size doesn't matter, and I would agree that some of it is management and the general mismanagement, but you have a general manager who's been in charge of LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers and helped get them to the NBA Finals. Remember, they had the number one overall pick right before they acquired LeBron James, and they end up in the finals his obviously all 4 years, but he got fired before his last year there. So 3 consecutive years in Cleveland. And despite that, Anthony Davis still wants out. He's like, ooh, Drew Holiday, Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis, what do you think, big fella? I want out. Why? Because what no one wants to admit, and you can't ask a coach or a general manager or a player, because they're all going to say, oh, man, it's a great city. I love living there. And I mean, like, look, Crescent City's a pretty cool place. Are there some dangerous parts? Hell yeah. But there are worse places on earth to be a multimillionaire. Heck, there are worse places in the NBA to be a multimillionaire. Great places to live, cool vibe, you know. Besides, you're just there to play basketball, show up at the facility, go to the arena, go back home to your apartment. Like, this is not, but Anthony Davis has had enough. So if you think that branding and market size don't matter, just look at what happened last night in the NBA. And what'll happen tonight, and the ratings will be ridiculously low in spite of the fact that these are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks have earned their right to call themselves the best team in the Eastern Conference based upon their success and every statistical measure. And the Toronto Raptors earned their right to finally get to the Eastern Conference Finals again with a game-winning shot over a talented 76ers team in 7 games. Like, they have earned, both have earned their way to be here. But, you know, everyone, people want to talk about it, but recent success, like, no, it doesn't. Market size does matter. Name brand does matter. I didn't create the rules. I'm just telling you how it plays out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Frank Isola covers the NBA for The Athletic. You can hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Frank, what was your reaction to Zion going to, or if he goes to New Orleans?
Yeah, it was a little shocking, Doug. I think when going into the lottery, I think even though the odds were 14% for the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Suns, maybe just because of the older lotteries, we all thought, well, you know what, the favorites will somehow end up with these top picks. And early on, you saw the Lakers move up and then Memphis. And then, of course, it was the New Orleans Pelicans moving up, having a 6% chance. That part was surprising, that it was that it ended up being three of those top four teams. So you had the Knicks moving down, clearly. But how about Cleveland, Phoenix, and then a team like the Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls? They also dropped.
What about the Knicks, though? How much air is let out of the Knicks balloon? I know the game plan is still to bring in free agents. But, you know, so much of it was built around the hype of potentially bringing in Zion. How much did this change their offseason?
I think you hit on it. A lot of this was built around Zion Williamson. And I think the Knicks thought that they had a really good chance to get him. I think that they figured, you know what, 17-65, there'll be a reward, you know, at the end of the rainbow here for us, and that's not the case. I think it's still get a good player. You would know better than me, with the, you know, you follow the college game very closely. There's going to be a good player available for them at three. Whether or not they get that guy, that's another story. Giannis and Kawhi Leonard with the 15th overall pick, so good players are in the draft. But it's still, again, about free agency. And I just don't know. A lot of people are saying, oh, they could still make a run at Anthony Davis. I have a hard time believing that. When you look at what the Knicks have, third overall pick, and then what else do they really have to offer? I guess they have future picks, but I think if you're David Griffin, you're thinking, well, if the Knicks were to get Anthony Davis, then there's a chance that Kevin Durant could sign there. And it's not like these future picks are going to be worth anything in the coming years. So the Knicks don't have established players. They have a 17-65 roster. And adding the fourth overall pick to that, I don't know, is that really that attractive to a team like New Orleans when you compare it to what the Lakers can do and, of course, what a team like the Boston Celtics can do? They have guys that are already more established and have played in playoff games.
Yeah, and you don't want to part ways with Kevin Knox, right? I mean, he's part of one of the building blocks of what you want to build around.
I think they'd give him up. I think they'd give up just about anything to get Anthony Davis, because I think that would put them in a better position to get Kevin Durant, possibly Kyrie Irving. I just don't know if it's possible at this point.
I mean, if you trade three and Kevin Knox and maybe some cap space, although I don't know how much cap space helps New Orleans, but now you give a chance for New Orleans to press reset, although I think the Lakers are going to offer, you know, their young players and the fourth pick for Anthony Davis, but you know, we don't know if New Orleans wants to do business with the LA Lakers.
And we don't know if I would think that David Griffin, you have to be smart in this case. If you're going to trade your best player, you have to make sure that you get the best deal. And I understand you don't want to trade him in conference, but if that's the case, then do it. But, you know, there is a history between David Griffin and the Knicks, and it's not a great one. The Knicks were going to hire David Griffin as the general manager, and as he was contemplating making the move, they went out and signed Tim Hardaway Jr. to an offer sheet. So David Griffin was thinking, well, hang on a second, you guys want me to run the team, and you're already making moves without me. And then he was told, well, it's going to kind of be a dual thing in terms of running the basketball operations, you and Steve Mills. So I think That did not go well with David Griffin. Again, if he could get the best deal from the Knicks, would he do that? I think he would, but just keep that in mind as they're kind of going through this whole process.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Frank Isola, writes for The Athletic, radio on Sirius XM covering the NBA. What are the chances that Zion, which he can legally do, he hasn't signed with an agent, and you can even sign with an agent and do this, says, I'm not going to New Orleans. I'm just not doing it.
You know, it's funny with a kid like that, and we saw the way that he conducted himself all throughout the season. When he suffered the injury, the idea was, you know what, he might be better off just shutting it down. You're going to be the number one overall pick regardless of what happens. He goes back and plays well. They didn't make it to a Final Four. But just the things that he said after the season, this was the greatest time of my life. I love playing at Duke. I think his image right now is so good, and he's such a likable guy. I don't know why you would want to mess with that. You're still in the NBA. I get it. It's not New York. I think you wanted to go to Atlanta because that's closer to his home in South Carolina. I just don't think he would do it. Would I completely rule it out? No, I think that's a good point you bring up, but I don't know. His image is so good. Why would you want to sully your reputation at this point?
I don't think he will, but it is, in fact, an option, a card that he could very well play. And then you got the Western Conference Finals, which just feel like a complete mismatch. I understand that Portland's tired, but I mean, you tell me the Warriors without KD, without DeMarcus Cousins, and you know, score wise, it was fairly competitive, but it wasn't really. It was never really in doubt. Never really in doubt. Felt like a downer day, right?
It really did. But I also think what hurt the Western Conference Finals is that this draft lottery had so much juice to it, and because of Zion Williamson, and because it was so unpredictable, it was really one of the crazier draft lotteries that we've seen in a long time. And you had the big player there, so it was, you know, that should have, it's almost like there should have been the game first and then the draft lottery, as opposed to the other way around. So that kind of hurt the game, I think, in terms of people watching it, and then just for the product itself. I think the quick turnaround, you know, a very emotional game 7 on the road. It's difficult 48 hours later to come out on the road and play a team like the Warriors. But I'm surprised, maybe I shouldn't be, because the Warriors have this, you know, they've won championships, they have that championship mentality, the toughness about them. I'm surprised at how well that they played in Game 5 after Kevin Durant went down, those final 14 minutes. I'm thinking, all right, that's like a one-shot deal. Houston will win Game 6, and then the Warriors will be fighting for their lives in Game 7. They go down there, and they played great in Game 6, and look what Steph Curry has done the last, you know, six quarters. He has scored 69 points. I mean, the guy, he's been incredible. The ball is moving a lot more than it does when Kevin Durant doesn't play. That's not to say they're better without Kevin Durant, but they play a different way. But I think it also, you have now probably a greater appreciation for guys like Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. And in a weird way, it's like they've become, not that they were never likable, but I think when Durant went there, that kind of, it was just the rich getting richer. They've become kind of this more likable, almost in a bizarre kind of way, more of an underdog kind of team.
Frank Isola joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. And then you have the Raptors versus the Bucks tonight, which, look, there's nothing to not like about Giannis. Nothing. He says all the right things. He's improved. He plays for his teammates. He plays both ends of the floor. And there's nothing to not like necessarily about Kawhi Leonard. I know he bailed on the Spurs and he's quiet, but they're two great players. But I just, you know, between Toronto not rating and you know, two kind of nondescript stars in terms of mainstream America, I think the ratings are going to be bad. And it's going to be one of those, like, boy, do we still need LeBron James kind of moment after tonight.
That could be the case. And I do think in the second round, you didn't think about LeBron a lot because the series, except for the Milwaukee-Boston series, all of them were competitive. Boston had some drama to it just because of all the dysfunction of that team. That could be the case, but I also think there are a lot of people that want to see something new. But I do think when you look at what the Warriors did last night, it's hard now to have faith that Portland can make it a competitive series. Things can change dramatically. They win a game two, then they got home court advantage. In the Eastern Conference, you know, you mentioned the two names. You know, Giannis and Kawhi Leonard, they're outstanding players. I mean, and if people like the sport, are you going to be drawing in the casual sports fan? Maybe not until the NBA Finals. But Giannis is becoming that big of a player, and he's incredibly likable. He's a throwback kind of player. He's all about his team. He, you know, he puts a lot of time into his craft and into his body, something that maybe Joel Embiid should start doing if he wants to see better results. So it's likable. I do think you're right, though, because of, you know, the fact that it is Canada, that might have a little bit to do with it. But I do think the NBA Finals, assuming the Warriors get there, it'll be a different story.
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, the Warriors are there, and we'll see what happens with Durant and if he plays. Okay, so what do you think what do you think of the Lakers move to hire Frank Vogel and put Jason Kidd on staff?
I don't understand it. If you're all going around telling us how impressed you were with Jason Kidd in the interview, why don't you just hire him as coach? And I think from the outside looking in,
because he's not hireable.
Well, no, I think they look at it this way, Doug. They did hire him though.
He's not hireable as a head coach.
Well, he's been a head coach twice already.
And failed twice.
Frank Vogel had two disastrous seasons with Orlando. Jason Kidd was on pace to making the playoffs with the Milwaukee Bucks, and he had made it. I disagree with that. He's been a head coach twice already in the league. I think it's more about they don't want to make it seem like they're turning the team over to LeBron James. So they make a concession to LeBron, have Jason Kidd, he'll be the assistant coach, but we're hiring the head coach. Because Phil Jackson wanted to hire Frank Vogel in New York. You cannot tell me that Phil Jackson, isn't advising them on some type of level. And it just so happens that it's Frank Vogel and Kurt Rambis was involved in the hiring here. It's almost like that's who the Jeannie Buss, Linda Rambis, Kurt Rambis on the outside Phil Jackson kind of wanted. And Jason Kidd, that's who LeBron wanted. And we'll see if it could work. It's just bizarre when you're making a head coach have to hire, you're going to tell him who his assistant coaches are going to be. I just don't think that works out.
Yeah, no, it's an odd set of circumstances. What's your sense of Kyrie? Is he the first choice of the Knicks, or would they prefer Kemba?
You do hear things from the Knicks now that they're a little worried, a couple of things with Kyrie. As you know, he's had knee issues before. It's not like your knee gets better. That doesn't mean he can't still play at a high level. And also, the chemistry issues on that team, you want to blame some of the young guys, go right ahead. But the simple fact is, without Kyrie last year, they were in 5 minutes of going to the NBA Finals. And the team that they lost to got rid of Kyrie Irving, and they went back to the finals. So Kyrie Irving at some point has to take some accountability for what happened in Boston this season. And I just think, when your point guard is kind of like a flaky guy and is not really a guy that brings the group together. Like, I look at a guy like Stephon Marbury. When Stephon Marbury was in New York, there's no doubt that Steph was a terrific player. Same thing in New Jersey. Phoenix, he had a much better run. And the same thing in Minnesota. But your point guard kind of needs to be the guy that kind of lifts the group up. And I don't think Kyrie did that. He seemed to bring a lot of guys down in his mood. He always seems to be kind of dour and just like not the kind of person that brightens a room. He has the opposite effect. And I think in the long run, he hurts himself. I think he really needs to take a long look at the way that he goes about things. Instead of worrying about telling us all the time how smart he is, we get it. You're smart and you're a great player. We also get that. But it is results oriented. And without you, they did better than they did with you.
That's a great point. Frank, great stuff, man, as always. Really appreciate you joining us after a weird night in the NBA where everyone was so fired up for the lottery, and they're like, yeah, I don't really like this kind of random result type of thing. Can't we get David Stern back to freeze an envelope, please?
And Doug, what's going to happen next year, the team with the worst record, it won't be the Knicks, and that team will win the lottery next year. It'll drive Knicks fans crazy.
Correct. Frank Isola covers the NBA for The Athletic and SiriusXM NBA Radio. Frank, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Doug.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs. From manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's amazing about the tanking thing, what's amazing about it is the tanking thing hasn't worked. The whole idea of the lottery was to cut down on the tanking. And then they've skewed the lottery, which actually still kind of helps teams to tank. And it didn't help them in this particular case, and it hasn't always helped them. You know? It's a weird system that they have with the takes 14 ping pong balls and you draw four of them, right? That was 94 to 2015. You had 25% chance. But, you know, you go back to 2011, right before, you know, when Cleveland got the first pick, the Timberwolves won 17 games. They didn't get the first overall pick. I mean, it's happened a bunch of times. It's just really, really interesting that it happened last night and people were like, oh, the tanking doesn't work. Like, it actually hasn't worked for a long time. When Philadelphia did get the number one overall pick, when they got the third pick and they tanked, they actually, you know, traded up and they took Markelle Fultz. So I think it's really interesting that that all of a sudden, because more people watched, this is really my thing with the NBA draft lottery. We have actually had this happen time and again where the worst teams don't get the number one overall pick. That's why the lottery exists. But because people watched, maybe for the first time ever, or clued in on it, or because it was the New York Knicks, because the Lakers, some of the names, Knicks, Bulls, Lakers, were all involved, and there's Zion, who, by all accounts, is the number one prospect on the board. Because of all those things, it's like people paid more attention. But this has happened before. It's happened a bunch of times before. And I think it's hilarious. It's hilarious that now they're like, well, now teams won't tank. Okay, part of the tanking is not just giving yourself the best opportunity to get the most to get the number one overall pick. It's also shedding your roster of, you know, bad contracts so that you can be a player in free agency. Like, did the Knicks want Zion Williamson? Yeah. But a huge factor in what they tried to do was getting rid of bad contracts so they could bring in two max players. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as much as tanking didn't work and didn't land them Zion Williamson, they still got the third pick overall in the NBA draft. I don't actually think this is the end of tanking. And I don't think it should be the end of the lottery. The lottery is designed to have teams not tank because it doesn't always help you to lose more games. And I think the idea of all that happened last night only tells you that there is risk and reward to both plans. Both. Risk and reward to it. There's also some of these trades are lottery protected, top three protected, top five protected. Where do you protect? You know, in what draft? There's a little bit of luck to it. But there's this idea that last night was the end of tanking, and I don't see it. Don't see it at all. You know, especially look at what the Lakers did at the end of the season. When they couldn't make the playoffs, they stopped fighting to try and make the playoffs, and they put themselves into play, and they end up lucking into the fourth overall pick. So we can sit here and go like, teams shouldn't tank, and you might be right. It depends upon the team, depends upon the coach, depends upon the general manager, depends upon a bunch of different things. But I don't think it's the end of tanking. Because tanking does work.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a great day for Adam Gase, right? Like, Adam Gase was in Miami, and he's basically a 500 coach, and last year he didn't have Ryan Tannehill most of the year. Year before, he didn't have Ryan Tannehill at all. So to come out of that situation and move to the Jets, and granted, he didn't get to make the entire draft. He greatly disagreed on how much they paid Le'Veon Bell. But he basically is going, he's going to be the interim GM, which a lot of the work is done. But that means that he'll have a big say in picking the next general manager. And Mike Maccagnan fired today. If you're Adam Gase, like, you were in Miami on the hot seat, and now you get the new job with a talented quarterback, some talented defensive players, pretty good draft, talented running back, and you're your own boss? You want to talk about a winner? The Knicks may have been losers last night. Adam Gase is the ultimate winner today. The ultimate winner. But let's also be honest, the process by which the Jets went through to hire Adam Gase as their interim general manager and their head coach, the whole thing is really bizarre, right? It's just odd. You know, he wasn't the only choice for this job. Then he gets the job and he had that weird press conference where it looks like he's looking for a fly. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? And then there were rumors of some sort of intellectual dysfunction between the two. So new GM and Adam Gase will handpick the new GM, will be on a parallel track directly to the owner again. Gase will not report to the GM, who he will handpick. How great a gig is this? What a great gig. I mean, talk about failing up. Holy hell. Gets fired in Miami, gets a job in the same division with a better young quarterback. And now he's got a better running back, and he's got a couple really talented defensive players. Granted, didn't get to make the whole draft. Granted, didn't get to do the whole free agency thing, but that is not a bad gig if you're at Adam Gase won the week. Basically a coup d'etat in which he wins. I don't understand Woody Johnson and the thinking here of, like, let's let the guy go through free agency where we have all this money to spend and go through the NFL draft. But he did end up with a couple of talented players. Quinton Williams they got, which everybody loves Quinton Williams. But they signed Le'Veon Bell. Like, that's Mike Maccagnan's deal. So the beauty to this thing with Adam Gase, the only downside is he didn't get to make all the decisions. But beauty to it is now everybody knows he didn't make all the decisions. So he's going to get an even more extended pass.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.